Well, the week of vacation Bible school. How are you doing? I'm telling you, it was good. It was wonderful. Week is over, and I believe that God really answered prayer. I really believe that the answer to prayer is the victory that we asked for. And tonight, I want to look at a couple of verses in the book of Acts that deal with answering prayer. But we are pleading for boys and girls. And tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. That's nice. I have the names of every boy and girl that came to Vacation Bible School. And on your prayer sheet, we're going to take a look at, there are some that made decisions. And we're going to try to, and what I'd like to do is I'd like us to storm the very windows of heaven with prayer for these boys and girls and for families that came here for Vacation Bible School. That's what we really were praying about. And I'm convinced that the time spent on our knees was really the reason that God opened and brought boys and girls night after night, many to trust Jesus, to be built up and encouraged. The week was quite moving. I don't know about you. If you weren't involved in any way, you missed it. You really did. You had to be there. I got enlisted, my wife and I got enlisted into the army of the 5th and 6th graders this year. We really weren't going to, and we got drafted. And so anyways, as it was, I had several boys and girls that I had in school from classes that recognized me and remembered me, and that's always a joy to be able to see those kids. And even Sunday, I don't know, we were all here on Sunday, there were several new families, and we're praying that way. We really are praying that way. I believe what we experienced there, what our church is experiencing, is really a revival in prayer, a prayer revival. And Jude, go to the book of Jude real quick. Book of Jude. Right before Revelation. Jude 20 and 21. All right. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus unto eternal life. And verse number 22, and some having compassion, making a difference. I think we did make a difference. The culmination was that, as I said, every night the invitation was given. The first night, Pastor Josh really didn't give an invitation, but I did. And the messages and things, it just worked a wonderful way. And boys and girls came one by one. I was absolutely thrilled. I don't know about you, but I was thrilled when I saw boys and girls paying attention, and they sat there and just, I thought, how is this going to, and one by one, they came, they heard, and they heard very distinctly, because as the week went on, you could just hear a pin drop when those kids were listening during the time in which Pastor Josh was really, really giving the gospel message out. And of course, every night during our Vacation Bible School, during our class time, it was presented. So we really had a good time. Doing business with God, I believe, makes a difference. Do you? And this is the business meeting tonight. And it's, and as I said a couple weeks ago, the business meeting of the church is right here, the business of prayer. And we came together, we prayed. We were weary, we were tired, but prayer does change people, and especially children. And we just need to really keep it up. We really do. Because this is really the answer. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. In just a couple minutes, I want to look at some things. Actually, go back to the Gospel of John. Right before that, the Lord Jesus, of course, had been crucified. 3 days later, came back to life. And then some days later, he appeared and talking with people. And I tell you, it was just amazing what had taken place. But in John chapter 21, I want you to go there. John chapter 21, and this leads into in the book of Acts. But he's dealing with one character, one person, and it is Simon Peter. Chapter 21, verse 15. And when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my lambs. And he said it again, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my sheep. And then he said to a third time to Simon and Jonas, Lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, all right, because he said a third time, Lovest thou me? I think, in a sense, the Lord was saying to us that last time, that these weeks, how much do you love me? Are you willing to do something out of the ordinary for a whole week with kids? And you, it's not just kids, because it's moms and dads and uncles, and we don't know what's going to happen beyond this, because we're laying the groundwork here. And what happens is really what happened in the book of Acts. And when you start reading excitedly through the book of Acts, as I did today, so turn to the book of Acts, and we're just going to very quickly look at a couple items here, a couple verses that deal with it. The Lord Jesus had been taken up to heaven, as we see. All right, in verse number 4, Acts chapter 1, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Now, this was taken place for John, truly baptized with water, verse 5, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. Hence, and I'll tell you, what's happening is here is this group of people who had been with the Lord, had been taken to heaven, and they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. I think that's where we're at. I don't know. When you go through an evangelistic outreach, and that's what VBS was all about, really one of our biggest is the outreach of our church. And when we go through that, we don't know what's going to happen, and this is what happened. Verse number 8, here's the promise, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses both in Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem right here. We did that. That's our Jerusalem. We are witnesses to the kids around here. Now, we didn't have the whole hundreds here, all right, but it's going to happen. We stay on our knees and we keep praying, and that's my challenge tonight, is to do that. Now look, verse number 14, we go on down there. These guys, now look, all right, let's look at verse 10. And when they looked steadfast at the heavens, they went, and behold, two men stood by, and we, and here it is, the Lord Jesus ascends into heaven. All right. And verse number 12, and they returned into Jerusalem, or Mount of Olives, all right, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So there they were, and they're back in Jerusalem again. We're back in our Jerusalem, all right? The big, the excitement is in a sense over. Verse 13, and when they were come, all right, in, and they went into the upper room where abode, and there's our character, main character, Peter, who had been with the Lord Jesus, and he's there with the rest of the disciples. Quickly, verse 14, and they continued with one accord in prayer. They continued. Folks, we need to continue. Can't drop the drop the baton, you know, the race, and we were running the race, you know. We can't drop the baton. We've got to pick it up, and we've got to pass it, all right, and around, and we need to continue on. And that's the challenge that I feel from this tonight. Now here, and they continued, and then verse number 15 goes on. There's the choice of course, Judas was gone, and they needed to replace him. And notice what happens. Verse 15 and 16. Men and brethren, verse 16, this scripture must needs to have fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before the coming of Judas, which was the guide to them, took Jesus. He's numbered among us. They obtained part of the ministry. And it continues on. All right. Verse number 23. And they appointed two Joseph called Barsabas, and surnamed Justus and Matthias, and they, what, verse 24? They prayed again. How important it was. I believe it is. That's why we've come together, and that's why we are probably one of the only fundamental churches in the city of Williamsport that has a prayer meeting. You realize that? Of all these churches, we still hold together, and we need to keep it going. And that's important. It's easy to just lose sight of things and people and what God's doing, but I believe they were about to lose sight, and they could have just said, well, he's gone, it's over, what are we going to do? And so they prayed, and God moved them to pray. And then comes chapter 2. Then comes chapter 2. This is the Pentecost chapter. And the key is set, all right? What they're going to do is important, because now it's going to be fulfillment of what we saw in verse 8, you'll receive power. They're asking the Holy Ghost, because Jesus has ascended to heaven. The Holy Ghost was going to come as he promised. Verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were with one accord in one place. What do you think they were doing? Even though it doesn't say, they were probably praying, asking God, what's happening next? And you know it. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the houses. And I just, to be present with that must have been absolutely astounding. Now the Holy Ghost descends, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak and with other tongues, that is other languages, as the scriptures does tell us that in verse number 6, and it was noised abroad, and it was just a marvel, because in verse number 9, 10, and 11, all these people are together. Where were they at? They were still in Jerusalem. They were still there. And so God was about to explode what we know, and what we are a part of today is a worldwide phenomena called what? The church of Jesus Christ. It's worldwide. And it started there in Jerusalem. God said it's going to happen. And it did. So here we are as a small church, all right, in the middle of Williamsport. And if we look at it in the same sense, this is exactly what God wants to take place in our lives, in the life of this church. And so it started and it continues on. And here is our man Peter. He comes to the forefront because God said to Peter through Jesus Christ, you are going to feed the lambs. You're going to feed the sheep. You're going to do this. What's he do? Verse 14. Peter stands up and he begins to do what? He begins to preach. Now the result of this is phenomenal. The result of this, if you read through here, and you know this how it continues on here, all right? It continues on down through, all the way down through here, and this whole account of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit and the giving forth of the power of God as Peter receives that, and he is used tremendously and begins to preach, but he preaches something called the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse number 32. This Jesus hath both raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, verse number 33, received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth, and ye shall now see and hear. And David is not ascended into the heaven, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou. And this is scripture that's being repeated once again. And this is Old Testament, but they had heard this again. Verse number 37. Oh, we're getting excited. All right, here it is, verse 37. And when they heard this, they were pricked with their hearts. All right, and Peter had said, what? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, for the promise of you, in verse number 39, your children, to all as far off, all right, as many as the Lord Jesus shall call. And many other words he did testify and exhort. He's preaching. And they gladly received his word and were baptized, and the same day were added to them two people. Six. How many? 3,000. Oh, my word. It exploded. Fifteen years ago, I forget what it was, when pastor came to this church, he claimed this city for Christ. Right? I don't think he's ever given up on that. And I don't think we should either. But that's exactly what took place there. Because they continued in prayer. Now, I want you to notice what happened. Verse number 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and all things in common. All right? And sold their possessions. And we're not going to preach about that. But verse 46. And they continued what? Daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all men. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What were they doing while they were together? Besides having communion, breaking bread, house to house, they were praying. I really believe it. They were together because they understood the power of God. We understood. And that's why you've come tonight. That's why we've come together, to pray and to really seek the Lord in this. Chapter 3. Now we add another dimension. See, the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, teaching others that they may teach others, that they may teach others, that they may teach others. It's the expansion of the church. And here it is. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. being the ninth hour. It just continues on. And this miracle, this church, this which God had told people was going to take place, began to take hold. It really did. And the excitement of that. When you start to read through the book of Acts, and I'll tell you, the day after I got saved, I devoured the book of Acts. I mean, I read it. Because I couldn't believe what was happening there. And what it was all about. And so, I believe the basis of it happens right here. And that's in prayer. So tonight, you take your prayer sheet. What we're going to do is we are going to pray. And I've got cards here, and I'm going to pass them out of all the kids that came, all the children that came. And we've got others to add to your prayer list as well. So do pray for the Longs. Continue to pray for them. And this is camp week too, by the way. Do you know that? So, right? Sunday. So you're going to be lonely again. Or are you going along? Huh? Oh, okay. Anyways, so uphold the pastor as he's getting himself ready to go to camp, because when Sunday comes at right after they have, I guess, the teens and you guys are all having some luncheon together, and then they're going to jump in the vans and leave. I think that's what's going to happen. So anyways, add these people to your prayer list for going to camp, and we'll broadcast these or publish these or put these someplace. I've got them down here. So we got Pastor Long, Pastor Josh, and Josh Long is going, and Caleb Lastly, Kale Ferrara is going, and Dallas Brockway, all going to camp. So those are ones to add to your list as well. All right, but you can get some of these other items here, missionaries and all of that, but my focus tonight is really to pray, is to really storm the wind.